Welcome to the Wands and Scarpunk podcast!
Hello and welcome to the Warrington Scarpunk podcast. And we have once again with us, who do we have with us?
Pook.
That was a solid, weird sort of trombone noise there. I enjoyed that.
That was many a practice.
Indeed. Oh, man. Yeah. I used to play violin. All I knew how to do was make awful violin noises. I didn't know how to make any good ones at all.
How long did you play violin for?
Oh, only like 9 years or something.
Only 9 years? Did you do grades?
Yeah, I got to grade 5, having retaken it twice and not practicing at all in the 2 years between those retakes.
You lost the passion for it then?
I never had the passion for it. It turns out that if you just have to go to an orchestra occasionally, you eventually get all right-ish. Anyway, what song would you like to start with, mate?
Oh, my word. I genuinely have no idea. I think we'll probably start with probably Still Alive.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Wine.
And we're back, and that was Black Mirror by Still Alive, Chicago's finest very own.
It had
lovely
some
stuff.
I mean, that breakdown in the middle was glorious, and the artwork, man.
Yeah, the artwork. They just don't let you down. Like these guys sent me a 10-inch, and they've been flying off the shelves. I mean, the artwork is just on its own is just phenomenal. But the thing I love about this band is more. They kind of, you'd pigeonhole them as a ska punk band, but they're more dub reggae when it comes to like those drop downs and stuff like that middle eight.
Yeah, it's not standard, it's not standard ska. It's like way more like electronica-y. Groove. Yeah, like
groove. But it kind of reminds me of like a bit like Folly with the heaviness and then go from like one extreme to the other. Love that band, Folly. But yeah, Still Alive are an amazing band. Definitely worth checking out.
So, Puk, what have you been up to today?
Oh, I started it. I've been going in for my induction for a new job.
There's nothing quite as fun as an induction, is there?
Oh, like, mate. Horrible. It's horrible. It's not so much... I'm a heating engineer, and it's not so much the actual boiler work. It's all the other stuff that goes with it. You've got to learn all their procedures and how their program works. You have to bump in all the details. It's just dotting the I's and crossing the T's and whatnot. But yeah, I'm on my 2 out of 3 days on this induction, and I'm getting buddied up, and then I go live on it next week. So we'll see how it goes.
I have a brilliant, horrific induction story. The only problem with it is you already give me too much respect for being a doctor. Most of the time I don't do very much work at all, mate. However, this particular induction day, I turned up. So what happens on doctor inductions on the wards is all the doctors change jobs on the same day. So on that day, no one knows what they're doing at all. Okay, like so I remember I've been in Africa a year. I'd come back. It was the first time for me doing medicine rather than surgery for like a year. First time in the UK for a year.
Cold turkey, and yeah, pretty much straight.
So I turn up, and they're like, they want to do all the computer induction stuff. Like, here's your smart card and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to pop up to the ward, just say hi to the team, and then I'll come down and finish doing all the paperwork. I go up to the ward. There's no doctors up there. All of the consultants have taken annual leave. The registrars like are sick or they're working nights. None of the other junior doctors have turned up. So my first day back, I ended up doing two ward rounds, two different teams ward rounds in the course of a morning. Yeah, it was a fun one. But, you know, like that's life
that's
sometimes.
Crazy.
I'm going to choose a song.
Go on then. I don't know any of the tunes that you've picked. So, I'm quite looking forward to
this. This is a band. This is one of my favourite bands. And Puk, I have a bit of a reputation with Puk of not liking heavy music, which is not true. I'm going to play you some Blame It On Ed, who are one of my favourite kind of ska core-esque bands from about 2003. And they broke up in 2005 and no one's ever heard of them.
Where are they from?
I don't know.
Blame It On Ed, did you say?
Blame It On Ed.
Does ring a bell.
I've emailed you the track because you can't find it on YouTube because they basically... I've got it burnt off a CD. So, yeah. Blame It On Ed. And this song is called Snorting Ajax.
With a soul unleashed, over bridges that are smoldering under my feet. Blown away, blown along, light leaves in the wind. Settles in, then set up against. Gutter falls on an empty hall that held an urban symphony of blood and sweat and factories. There was something else entirely. What out? Yeah, it's bringing me down. I want out. For that shit, it's the fan. I want out. Get back, for it's too late. They're gonna drop the big one before it. And I want out. Refugees, pinstripe exodus. Oh, wow. on the M25. I can see the glow of the city like fire in the sky. I want out, yeah, it's bringing me down. I want out before that shit is so bad. I want out, yeah, before it's too late. Gonna drop the finger before it died. I want out before they enter sour. Fishing in the breeze around, but every time I'm sticking away, yeah, staking it so.
Behind this recent increase in terrorist bombings.
Bad sportsmanship. A ruthless minority of people seems to have forgotten certain good old-fashioned virtue. They just can't stand seeing the other fellow win.
So that was Blame It On Ed after an incredible amount of faffing around on the technical side for both of us.
Not from me for once, I'd like to add.
Oh, sorry. There wasn't 5 minutes where you had to work out how to log into Hotmail.
Okay, I'm using a mate's laptop. I'm using a mate's gear, actually, all his gear, to be fair. So I had to log him out, log in. Now my main concern is that I think I may have accidentally said save password. So now he can access all my blooming emails now.
I'm happy with that. That's all good. So that was Blame On Ed. Like Milk the World is the name of the album. You should hunt it down. I think it's on Positive Impact Records from 2002 or something. There's some of the tracks on it are brilliant, and they're like really, really political and like still super relevant. Like one of the tracks is just entirely Daily Mail headlines, and it's called Asylum Seekers Ate My Donkey. It's pretty good. So amazing. I'm going to let you choose a song, I think.
Oh, who am I going to choose? Who am I going to choose? I'm going to go with a bit of Bad Operation. New band from the guys from Fatter Than Albert and Pears. New Orleans. Bit of new tone for you. You heard these guys yet?
I think I have. This is from an album that isn't out yet, isn't it?
No. I think they've done all the pre-sales and stuff. We've got our mitts on a few of these, courtesy of Bad Time Records. But yeah, it's also being released via Community Records as well, I think.
Yeah, it is Community Records.
Yeah, Community Records are doing it. But yeah, it's got Greg and D-Ray from Fatter Than Albert and All People. And I think, yeah, he was also playing with Sin Armies as well, old D-Ray, bless him. So yeah, no, it's good to see those guys doing what they do best.
This track's called Perilous. Let's listen to it.
Tippy toes, feeling perilous. Wearing shiny shoes, 'cause I'm perilous. Never ever knew I'd come to this. I'm at the end of my wits, and now I'm gonna cram. When there's nowhere safe to go. I can crawl inside my home.
There we go. That was Bad Operation Perilous.
Brilliant band, man. Brilliant. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of their stuff. See what goods they come up with.
And so, have you heard the rest of the album?
I have.
And how does it sound similar? Is it quite diverse?
Yeah. Do you know what? It is very similar. I mean, they filed themselves under the New Tone sound. So it's obviously two tone influence, but it's kind of got that gritty New Orleans sort of vibe with it as well. I think it's the Brooklyn Vegan, the website. There's a big long interview about it. There's a link on that. I just think they're brilliant dudes. It's just lovely to see them do what they do best. And it's, I love the fact that it's got, it's funny, hilarious how it's got members of Pairs in it as well. And
if you look it up on YouTube, Bad Operation Perilous official video, they just look like they're having so much fun.
So much fun, which is what it's all about. And I think especially these troubled times, as it were, I think we could all do a bit with a bit more fun. So, great stuff.
Speaking of troubled times, what an amazing segue onto our next song. Now, we record our, you know, to let you behind the curtain, I record these podcasts sporadically and randomly at times and then release them at other random times. But when we recorded this, the American election had just happened and Trump had lost, but hadn't publicly accepted that he'd lost. Probably when this gets released in like 2 months.
What a sore loser.
Like Trump will have started World War II or something, or three.
Oh, do you know what, man? Yeah, these next 3 months are going to be a bit...
it's going to be tense.
There's going to be people, I think a lot of eyes are going to be on him because he's got nothing to... I don't know. He's going to think, well, I've already lost, so...
I cannot believe the number of people in my Facebook world who are British and are both sort of in favour of Trump and also think think there's been clear evidence of election fraud. And I'm like, there really hasn't. And why are you defending this absolute toadstool of a man? Anyway, this song is really good as well. I just listened to it today. So the Slackers brought this out about 10 days ago, and it's called They Are Losing. And it addresses both all of this nonsense of elections and also lockdowns and coronavirus. And, you know, hopefully 3 months from now when this comes out, you'll have forgotten all about coronavirus. It'll be a thing in the past.
they were talking, apparently. They found a cure or something?
A vaccine.
Not a cure, but a vaccine.
I'm sure the conspiracy theorists are loving that. Anyway, the Slackers, They Are Losing.
Know this, my friends, you can't stop the time. Put your hands in the waves, you won't stop the tides. Now you might feel bad, oh, but you should be glad. They are old, and they know they are losing. They claim to be wise men, we're not fooled by them. We know they are con men, and their praises are bought. And no matter how tall, you can build a wall. That Tower of Babel, it don't quite turn out like you thought. And as it all starts to fall, well, you won't see them crawl. But beneath their suits, their old knees are bruising. All of the land turns a darker shade of tan. They'll know you are young, and they'll know they are losing. Why is money and violence all the rich can understand? Well, it's 'cause deep down the bully is afraid of you. The truth of it all, they're just praying the storm. Cause they know they are old, and they know they are losing. Stop. They gotta talk. No, they can't catch us all if we all jump to turnstiles. And the fact that we do, ooh, it means they are through. They know we are right. They know they are losing. One day the waters will wash this all away. No one might know we ever were here. Perhaps I should wish them well, but I pray there's a hell, and I hope they know too. And they know they are losing. You know they are losing. Oh, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know. They know we are strong. You know they are losing.
It's a very, yeah, very moody track, isn't it? Like, very slow. It's a lot. It's basically like dub. Almost, you know, like level of just pacing.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about the Slackers, man. It's like that. It's just a very, very mature sound, and Vic Ruggiero's writing just really reminds me of like kind of Bob Dylan. If Bob Dylan was writing reggae songs and
I really want Bob Dylan to start writing reggae songs.
Well, I think this would be the answer for it, mate. I think that's the closest that you would get to it.
I feel like it's really like this particular one being so slow is just because people have been really stressed out about the situation. Like people have been, you know, if you don't remember, the results took like 4 days to come out, and yeah, just everyone was like, "What's going to happen? What's going to happen?" Yeah. Good stuff. So we are approximately halfway through the podcast.
We are.
Which is exciting. What did you have for dinner tonight?
Tonight I had pie and veg.
What kind of pie?
With some, just a veggie. Just a veggie pie. With more veg on the side and loads of roast buds. So yeah, it was good. And then I do the thing. Some people agree with it. Some people disagree with it. But I just drown it in ketchup.
I thought you were going to say gravy there, and then you were going to be fine, and we were going to be friends still. But as it is, I've got to throw you off the podcast.
I like food with my ketchup. Ketchup goes with anything.
I mean, the thing
apart
is,
from pudding. But
my kids are like you. And do you have that thing where you go to like cafes and fast food places, and you're like, "Can I have some ketchup, please?" And they give you like two of these little tear sachets, and you're like, "I'm gonna need the box." Like,
just bring your own bottle, mate.
Do you bring your own bottle?
No.
Like,
could you imagine that?
Loading up the van on tour.
A cheapskate, mate. No one likes a cheapskate.
Loading the van up on tour, and there's like, you know, here's all the gear, here's the amps. Yeah. Like, this is the crate of ketchup for Puck. Like,
That's it.
Okie dokie. I think I'm going to let you choose a song. I'm quite tempted to hear this Andy B and the World one.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I was thinking we were going to leave that. So, actually, do you know what? Okay, we'll do that now. Now that you've mentioned that, you've really picked my tune for
okay, well, I mean, so, we can, so No. That's going at the end now. That's fine. What we listen to instead then, that's all good.
Okay. So, basically...
I'm now really tempted. Whatever you say now, when I actually edit the podcast to put the end...
Don't be a Wally.
I think you were saying Jeremy from We're the Union, Kill Lincoln, and of course Scartune Network on YouTube.
But yeah, they have Jeremy. They have a solo album coming out mid 2021 on Bad Time Records. Yeah, it's just phenomenal. Just good, catchy emo ska punk.
It sounds exciting. We still can't remember what the track's called, so we will tell you after this track.
What? You mean just lie? You really think someone would do that? Just go on the internet and tell lies?
We go, and that was so. Is the track called r/edgelord?
Yeah, we'll go Reglord. Reglord.
Well, that's a reference to Reddit. I don't know if you use Reddit.
Is that a technique? Literally,
I'm bad so at technology. And it's a type of widget that fits inside heating
Wait a
units.
What? It's an element that fits inside a heating.
No,
I was going to say, how do I not know?
So, hang on, have you not heard of Reddit? Okay, so Reddit is a website that has loads of communities on it. Yeah, it's Reddit. Yeah, so when you have a subreddit, it's always r/.
Right.
So like, if you went on Scarpunk, it would be r/ Scarpunk. So I suspect
I'm just not down with tech. No, I'm literally, you want to talk to me about 90s Scarpunk bands and like from that point? Well up for it. Anything technology, just don't.
Please, everyone now send friend requests. It like join a new social networking platform just to send a friend request to Puck so that he's like, what is this thing that's just pinged on my phone?
No.
That would be excellent. You get a bonus point if you do that.
I don't want to join any. I've got Instagram, Facebook, and my emails. That's all I need.
Brilliant. We're good. Okay, that was excellent.
That was a phenomenal song, man. Actually, I've got go back to that. I can't wait to hear. He's just a phenomenal. Jeremy is a phenomenal musician.
I mean, the thing that's always amazing about the SCARTOON Network stuff is, like, they do it all themselves. Like, so you see Jeremy playing every instrument, and it's so crisply recorded as well.
Technology. It makes
the audio on the Warrington Scarpunk podcast seem.
Could you
terrible.
Imagine if I did like, a podcast?
I have to edit your. You're the only person I record with where I have to edit your audio to take out weird hums and stuff. No one else. Will I have to do it, but yours.
Weird hums and stuff today.
I think we're probably all right. We'll find out. Now he's humming into the microphone just to be annoying. Although you were drumming on the microphone earlier. So that's fine. This is good. We've got a lot more angry with each other this week. And what's funny is the last podcast number 4, had loads of hardcore in it and was quite heavy. This one's really chilled. So in response to that, we've got quite aggressive with one another. So that's good. I'm going insanely chilled now. I'm going jazz.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm putting some Sonny Rollins on. And this is the theme from Alfie, the film in like the 60s, but it's like a weird rejig of it called Alfie's.
Are we gonna lose people on this, do you think? Or
I love a bit of jazz, I've
got to be honest. Bit for Air Sanders.
They've made it this far. And you've managed to stay connected to the internet for the whole time. So that's going on now.
Thank you.
that went way too quick. I was really enjoying that. That went way too... Oh, it's just... Love it.
It was quite nice. So I've been friends with the drummer from Rehasher.
Yeah.
The Less Than Jake side project.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a Zoom the other day and just got talking about jazz. And I know nothing about jazz at all. But yeah, now I have 10 jazz LPs and... sort of like a bit of jazz. So, and the thing is, a lot
jazz is amazing, man.
A lot of the things I like about it are the thing, you know, I really like it when there's like a sax solo or like a Hammond organ solo that just goes off on one.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think as long as you don't get too.
Oh,
too
see, I love it. It. I love the avant-garde. Like I was like Seb and I, Seb from Redeemer, we'll have like a cheese and wine night, but like bang out the Ferreira Sanders and. Will and like Curtis Fuller, JJ Johnson, and John Coltrane, but we'll gradually go down the whole avant-garde route, and the heavier stuff is like to me, like that avant-garde avenue kind of just it's about as heavy as like you can get. It's heavier than heavy metal to me in some forms of it.
Apologies to everyone, as we've got. Become the jazz appreciation podcast this week.
I'm
apparently.
Missing a smoky room or something.
You are drinking wine though. Was there any cheese? Was there any cheese in your pie?
No, there wasn't.
It's nearly a cheese and wine evening.
I've got a cheesecake later. That'll do.
Okay, before we lose everyone, what else have we got? What else have you got? Have you got anything a bit heavier?
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know about heavier. So last time between this and the previous podcast, I got invited over to help Andy B versus the World, Andy on his solo project. Are you aware of that? Have you heard it?
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, Andy's like a heavy vlogger with this, and he's basically got it's reached over 160 guest musicians, and we've got members on it from RX Bandits, Less Than Jake,
nice.
Real Big Fish, 10 Foot Pole. It's got all the big head honchos, but it's also got yours truly on it. Jake Martin, who was a singer in The Junk. I miss that guy, I haven't seen him in ages. Random Hand are in it, the Hostiles, like loads of like
Scottish ska punk.
The finest. But yeah, it's got bands from like all around the world. It's not just UK and US, it's literally all over the world. And it's got the
as in, and so as in it's a video or it's a song.
It's an album.
It's a whole album. Nice.
So what he's doing is I think it's like 17, 18 tracks. He's going to compile it all as an album. All the proceeds are going to go to charity. And we're in the talks of putting it out. Hopefully it'll be a poo count release, but we'll see how it goes. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but yeah, we're in the talks of it. So yeah.
Well, if it turns out you're not allowed to say it, then everyone who just heard it, well, we don't know when it's coming out. It might be, we might not release this. It might be that Donald Trump ends the world before then,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, maybe
so.
A nuclear explosion. But yeah, so I went to his house to lay down trombones, but there was one part I really wanted to talk about. And I think this is the pinnacle reason for why I play music. There was one part where Andy turned round to me and he was playing me a lot of the songs. And one of them had Chris... I don't know how you pronounce it. Tomaski, the drummer from RX Bandits. He's like one of the best drummers just out there, just fluid. And you could tell his time.
I mean, RX Bandits are just such a diverse band as well. Anyway.
So he was, I think he was a bit stuck on this song. And he was very much like, oh, I'm going to get rid of it. And I was listening to it and I was just like, I literally, you know, when something just grabs you and you're just like, I know what this needs. And I kid you not, within 2-3 minutes, it's the one time where it made sense. And I hooked up this trombone line for it. And Andy's face when he was like, oh my God, like that's exactly what the song needed. And it's just weird, a really, really profound moment where like how like music you could just gel in with it. Just like that, automatically. It was just a really, really like special moment for me. So yeah, really looking forward to that album. But this is not the track.
That's disappointing. I was looking for the moment where you'd be like, this is the part. Yeah. Like, this is the song I saved. So this song is called Black and Blue, yeah, I believe.
Black and Blue.
Let's hear it. Crisply mixed
He's smashed it with that. I'm trying to see how many people were on this song. Bear with me. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is now a live podcast of someone counting.
So 15 on that, right? And then gang vocals.
Yeah.
And then 16, 17, 18, 19,
20. Wait, this is still live counting.
40 people on that song.
That is
15 playing instruments doing the main vocals,
and then
the rest is gang vocals.
Like, no, I mean that is incredible. Like I think my favorite bit.
He's done a phenomenal job.
Like just right at the beginning as well. Like just when you had the acoustic and then the electric and. Like the distorted, like both doing rhythm and like both coming across in two very different ways. Very nice indeed. I think we have two tracks left. I believe that's
correct.
They're
both yours. Oh, no, they're not. They're not.
No, they're both yours. They're both
I know one of them off the top of my melon.
Hot Stove Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. The other, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Well, do you want to tell me
Hot Stove Jimmy?
One fun fact about Hot Stove Jimmy, which is a great name. That Hot Stove Jimmy sounds like a 1920s right. blues artist.
This band is one of my favorite bands. The only way I can kind of describe this band, well, this album, they did an album called Theme for a Major Hit. And the only way I could describe it is if Nirvana in Utro was a ska album. It's the only way I could describe it. It's got that really gritty, feedbacky. I mean, this song particularly is being produced by Steve Albini. But yeah, they're just from Chicago. They sadly split up, although they do the odd show here and there, but phenomenal band, man.
I'm just looking on the Bandcamp page. You sent me a link, and one of the artists sort of also on this label is called Attacked by a Yeti. That's a pretty good name as well. Good. Let's listen to this track, mate. So that was Hot Stove Jimmy. Also, we've just been talking about there's an incredible number of artists available in this particular compilation. My favourite band name is Lynyrd's Innards, which is amazing. Although I quite like Frank Lumpkin Wisconsin Steel. That's just a great name for a band.
It's just such a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. But you wouldn't remember them, but maybe they sell steel as well. Definitely tempted to just load that album now and just listen to them.
Oz Fish Experience.
Fish Experience. Where's that?
No, Oz Fish.
Oz Fish Experience. This is good. You should go on to DuPage countyhardcore.bandcamp.com, where you can buy 459 albums for $30, which is, if nothing else, incredible value for money.
That's 50% off, according to this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, it used to be 60 quid, which is, of course, a completely reasonable amount of money to spend for 460 albums.
Of bands you've never heard of.
Indeed. But, I mean, I'm
it's a gamble. Pretty... There's going to be a belter in there, isn't there?
There'll be at least one, and then there'll be 458 less good albums that you've got to wade through, mate, to find that one. We are nearly done, Puck. It's always a pleasure to chat to you. I consider it a blessing to have encountered you, because, I mean, I didn't think there was anyone else who really liked ska punk in the UK. And, man, you like it so much that you make me...
You've got to be kidding me, right?
Like, you make me feel like I just don't know anything about ska at all, so it's good. And that's the
beginning. Well, we aim to please.
Well, you don't need to know anything about ska to enjoy music.
You just got to like
things
it.
Things can be a bit elitist, you know, like, as in, like, and like... Don't get me wrong, when Puck's constantly name-dropping everyone, like, which he's just doing because he loves people, but, like, I've got no idea who he's talking about either half the time. But, like, that doesn't matter. You don't have to... Sometimes in, like, the music scene, people can be so, like, oh, you like them? Or no, you can like them. One of my favourite artists, okay, and this is where everyone just ditches the podcast, Avril Lavigne. I mean, not actually...
Right. Yeah. I'll raise one on okay, that. Okay. My personal favourite, like... Pleasure's not guilty. Bross. All about Bross.
There we go. So you can enjoy things that are technically bad, and that's fine. Like, as
personal
in, preferences,
I mean,
man. I really enjoy a good ukulele Iron Maiden ska cover, and they're all bad because they're mostly played by me. We have one more track. So you're not allowed to tell us anything about this track, apparently.
No. Well, I can tell you about this track. It's a golden oldie. I didn't know when the next time was going to be. I didn't know when the next time we'd be doing these podcastings together. So, bit of trap wind there. It's that pie.
So we've had
pine veg.
We've had counting on air, and now we've had just a pause while he burps.
That's it. Lovely stuff.
At the end, if you want, I'll include 10 minutes of listening to Puck log into Hotmail.
Oh God! Stop it.
You talked stop about the. It. You see, he talked about the 60 people doing gang vocals on that song and the 15 musicians. But we here at Warrington Ska Punk have to have a tech support team of 200 people in Puck's house just to make sure this thing happens.
Try and help me get through the get through this hour. Oh my God! Painful, right? But yeah, so it's coming up anyway to the 10 years ago we dropped this album, so beat the red light, yeah, so I was feeling a bit sentimental, reminding myself of the good old days. So I thought I'd donk up here's an unknown thing about this particular track. Everyone seems to think that this song is about pirates and sailing and stuff, when in fact, it's actually about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Are there ships in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
Brilliant. And with that, we'll play the track. We'll be right back. That was This Ship Has Sailed from the Salt the Lands album by Beat the Red Light. And is there anything unusual or new that we should know about that album, Puck?
It is finally, for the 10-year anniversary, is going to get released. We're releasing it on vinyl, finally. I've got to admit, man, like, I'm super, super excited about that. So we've got, I'm going to release it via Pook Out. We're trying, seeing how it goes as a label, so just expanding it. We've got some other ideas in the pipeline.
Not a single person will be surprised to hear that you've gone from being a distro to being a label. Not one person.
Yeah, no, I think it's, do you know what? I think it was the right thing to do. It's time to try and do something, expand it. It's another platform to try and help new and upcoming bands. So if you want us to help you release it in any way, just drop us a demo. We love a demo. Or send us the MP3s, just drop us an email. But yeah, go back to this record, man. Like, super, super excited. So I'm releasing it with Eddie O'Toole, the sax player for BTRL and Filaments. We're going full out on this. We're going, we've got alternative artwork, double vinyl, gatefold. We go for like different colored vinyl, so half of them's going to be done in gold, half of them are going to be done in splatter. We might even go for a
mahogany presentation case.
I wanted to like go full like nice velvet front cover, like gloss. What I was thinking, nice gloss.
It's only £250 per album. It's great. That's it. Like, it's good value.
That's it. So save up your wine gums. We had a lot of fun trying to work out what I was waffling on about 10 years ago. So some of the lines like came back to me really quick. But there's obviously...
So this is for writing the lyrics.
Yeah,
for the
writing
notes.
The lyrics. I've got to admit, there was some touch and go working out with some of the other lines, and I had to, some of my guesses were incorrect. So I had to, go up into the loft and, delve out, some shoe boxes with lyrics and like kind of work it out.
If only you were better at computers, mate. And then you could have just written your lyrics on the computer years ago.
Look at how bad I am at it now. Now imagine how I was 10 years ago.
Ah, you had to find the typewriter, did you, upstairs?
Oh, God, yeah. Okay. No, I had no pad and pen. No pad and pen, mate. Does it all?
Any idea? So where will we be able to get it? Pookout Records.co.uk.
Yeah, Pookout Records. Eddie's going to be releasing it via O'Toole Sounds. It's early days. I don't really know. He hasn't got a website up at the mo, but so I'm guessing your safest bet is to go via Pookout Records, or you can email Eddie on Facebook if you're bosom buddies with him. We'll be able to sort you out with that. But yeah, super excited about that. Super excited about that.
First of many releases,
hopefully.
It's the first full mahogany album like box that I'll have ever bought, so I'm excited about that too.
Mahogany.
And that is all we have time for tonight on the Warrington Ska Punk podcast.
I'm not gonna lie, it's been totes emosh, mate. Trying to work out how these flipping computers.
So the only emotions you've had have just been frustration.
I just don't understand. You
Windows.
Know I'm rubbish with these things. Why?
Okay,
like,
okay.
The millionth time. Oh, I suppose I have to send you a link for it. Yeah. Even if I did initially send you that link.
Yeah. No, just for the listeners there. I can't let that one go.
Sent
me his list of tracks an hour ago.
WhatsApp.
Yeah, and now has been every time I played a song, it's like, have you got a link for this, mate? And I'm like, I've just got the links. Anyway.
It's on my phone.
It was wonderful to have you again, mate. And
pleasure as always, man.
Any goodbye words to the three or four people that listen to this?
Thank you for listening to our waffle and our choices
and
tunes and the jazz and all that jazz, mate. I think we should probably do a jazz cast. That'd be fun.
The Warrington Ska Punk Jazz Cast.
No, just the Warrington Jazz Cast.
Thank you for listening to the Warrington Ska Punk Jazz Cast. We will see you next week, exclusively playing Miles Davis.
You know, you need that time.
Scarpunk podcast. Check it out at warringtonscarpunk.co.uk. The theme tune is by Peg and The Rejected. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Oh, I can't see Google Chrome. I'll tell you what. No, it doesn't. Let me just try YouTube.